Nice to see you all here today. As I was coming down, I made a rather flippant remark that this looks a bit like Neil and Boone from Nerds. I apologise for that, but then you've all played scissors, paper, stone. That's all I've got in the news. Well done, everyone. Yes, it's very inspiring to see so many people here like this, but you've got to be aware of the fact that should a cataclysm strike this point right now, the average IQ for the UK will drop dramatically. And it'll be a lot quieter on Twitter, no doubt. Yes, I'm not here as a comedian per se. I'm here as a doctor of neuroscience who, for the last 12 months, has been out of work. And basically, I'm here to present a warning. If they cut these budget funds, they cut all our research funds, this country will be full of people like me, and nobody wants that. Let me tell you that right now. The reasons for my out of workness are not actually to do with cuts. I said I'm a doctor of neuroscience, I'm just not a very good one. That's right. But I have many friends who are good doctors, are good scientists, are good researchers, and they're also in a similar situation. Like to me, we're very impoverished. This isn't a real lab coat. I'm here aware of this. My wife's at home wondering what happened to the curtains. That's fair enough, but like these people I know, they're all out of work. The cost of energy and time and effort that's gone into training these people, a lot of resources has been spent on something which isn't being used. They're like Trident missiles or something like that. Do we need new Trident missiles? Just spray paint the old ones and stay there new. Saves a lot of money. Who's going to call our bluff? You can have that one, George. What? I didn't think he was really in there. I didn't see a giant burning knife on the treasury, so... So look, what the argument seems to be that we should only fund quality research. As has been established, all research is quality in this country by and large. It's a bit rich to take, saying you should only fund quality things from a government which very recently said the NHS would pay for homeopathy because choice is vital, apparently. But also, they don't call the argument. Why isn't that being applied to other aspects of the country? Why can't we apply that, for example, to the transport industry? Only trains which can provide a quality, reliable service get government funding. Potential savings of 100%. Maybe politics itself should be cut in this regard. Only quality MPs, the ones who can improve their communities, should be paid. Maybe only political parties. Maybe. There's a long notion. Maybe only political parties are high enough quality to get the majority government should make these sort of decisions. Perhaps we can apply it to the banking industry. Only quality banks should receive government money. You can tell quality banks they don't need government money. Also, the argument is we must pay for quality, and also we must do more with less. They try to ask the scientific community to violate the law of conservation of mass. Cannot be done. Politicians can do it though, they made $1 trillion or pounds disappear into thin air. God knows where that went. But yes, like, I've been quite flippant up here and stuff. I've been rather sort of like nonchalant about it. That's the point of me and stuff. But I think I'll leave it with David Cameron said recently, our Prime Minister David Cameron, which as a Welsh person, that still makes me gag slightly to say that. But he said quite a while ago when introducing the cuts that we should make these cuts sustainable. And of course, I think that's PR speak for the banks have your money and we're not giving it back. But personally, I think a sustainable cut means a cut that never ends. And that sort of thing can be fatal if applied to a vital area like science. Anyway, that's my personal take on the matter. Now I'm going to go to Trafalgar Square and raise money for the trip home. These big issues won't sell themselves.